You got a tournament to win here today, Coach. 4-0, tournament champions. Great day today. How would you summarize your day?
It was a good day. You know, four wins, winning our tournament. That was a good way to kind of end out a really good week for us. This week going into it, we kind of knew that it was going to be big with some big games for us. And, you know, to win 7 out of 7, that's pretty good. There were times where we looked a little sluggish, but, you know, that's sometimes a little expected at times. But we picked it up when we needed to. We got the job done. We only went 2 with everybody today, which is a little surprising. But I definitely think we took a big step in the right direction today.
Well, your middle two matches, you were probably the big favorites there against Oakley and against Lakin. Lakin's down a player. But your middle two, I thought, were the big ones there. Wheaton and Grinnell's just a scrappy team. They don't do anything fancy. But Norton, they had a big hitter in the middle there. And that was a very tough team. And that was an emotional win there for you guys, because it was just back and forth, the whole lot of lead changes and a whole lot of ties.
Yeah, Wheatland, like you said, they are very, very scrappy, which can sometimes get in our heads a little bit and frustrate us at times, you know, and when we don't get kills down like we think that we're going to. So to pick up there and get that win, and then leading into Norton, you know, obviously we kind of knew what Norton had as far as with their big middle and their libero, but I felt like overall we handled her pretty well. It was back and forth, but we stepped up when we needed to. You know, Lindy gave us some huge kills. Kennedy stepped up when we needed her most, and I just thought that getting that win over Norton definitely helped kind of settle some things for us going into the next couple weeks here.
What I really noticed about today, especially, and I've noticed this maybe last couple of days, you guys, your court awareness and where your players are placing the ball there, and I think that's been something that's has been very or vastly improved this year.
I give that to them. You know, they do listen very, very well to me and the other coaches over there when we're telling them. But I see them, you know, talking to one another, telling them where holes are. Even our girls on the bench are constantly shouting out where, you know, maybe they see something down line or see something cross court or a tip or something like that. So really that's on them for figuring that out and being able to step up and do what we're telling them to do. And so that makes it a lot of fun when we can kind of place where we want to go. But I thought we did a very nice job of that, especially in that Norton game. You saw us hit some holes and keep it away from their libero at times where we really needed to.
Undefeated at home this year. That's something that hasn't been accomplished in a long time.
This season is definitely something special. It's not over yet. We don't have time to let up, but I definitely think that these girls have worked for it. They've earned this season, and we're just looking to take the next few weeks here and make sure that we end on a good note.